You got a glizzy? You tired of the ladies telling you that your glizzy is dry? Is your glizzy lacking some flavor? Frito-Lay presents new glizzy dip. With flavors like Fromunda cheese, Fruit Loops, and bean dip, baby. Glizzy dip. Put some on your chip. Right next to your glizzies.
That is so much.
Can you sell me a better product?
I don't think I have a better. Wait, hold
Let's
on.
Do
wait,
it.
Wait,
Let's
wait,
do
wait,
it.
Wait, wait, hold up, hold up. Introducing the new Glizzy Wrap Supreme at Taco Bell with extra, extra sour cream to get your creamy cream loady needs all in one spot. Taco Bell.
Hold on. Okay. We got this. We got this. Let's use the power of teamwork to make the best Glizzy ad ever, okay?
Okay.
You got this. You got this. You tired of your girl stealing your chips? Hold on.
Tired of your girl stealing your chips? Does she come around the
Wait,
corner?
I feel like you gotta start this one.
Does your girlfriend hear a chip crunch from a mile away?
Crunch.
Have a Pringles can.
Once you pop, you can't stop, baby.
Introducing the new Glizzy chip.
Now with a perforated hole at the bottom of every can. So you can surprise your lady like a man.
Now made for easy insertion. And fried chip grease.
Use the chip grease as a lube if you want. For the ultimate surprise with your glizzy.
Oh, this is so gross, dude.
Chip grease not responsible for burning of the penis.
Or the sexual assault case that you may get. Because your girlfriend's mother's like, I like chips.
Wait, what?
She fell the old banana in the tailpipe. Not gonna fall for the banana in the tailpipe. I like fucking good old Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, on was it 48 Hours or Beverly Hills Cop
Beverly
One?
Hill, Beverly
the first
Hills
one,
Cop.
Yeah, the first one.
Yeah.
Not 48 Hours, but Beverly Hills Cop One. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was one. It could have been two. I don't remember.
No, it was definitely one. Although 48 Hours was good too.
Yeah,
it may as well have been another Beverly Hills Cop. Eddie Murphy's the same character in every movie up until like The Nutty Professor and Trading Places.
Yeah, I mean, when he got the money, he became
all his action movies. He's the same. That's Axel fucking Foley. I don't give a fuck.
Yep. Remember, after that, he played a police officer. It was like, God, what was it? Metro or some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a good one too.
He had
Metro. Yeah.
Braids and shit.
I actually like that movie.
I remember that when it came out. I was expecting Beverly Hills Cop, but I didn't get Beverly Hills Cop.
What is your favorite Beverly Hills Cop movie?
Honestly, God. I like two a lot. Two's like one of my favorite ones.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's got that Russian chick and the whole like everything and tech and the fucking police chief getting shot or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I like two. Two's probably my favorite, but three
is one of the best threequels I've ever seen in my life. It's so good. You know how I always say like I have to take a nervous pee. I got that from that movie because he's like I gotta take a nervous piss. Anybody else gotta take a nervous piss?
Yeah, he's been here. Yep, the action sequences in there. I liked.
The whole counterfeit money concept.
I like that they still brought Detroit
into it again. Yep. Like, he still ended up out there. I like that Judge got, or whatever his name, his character is. I don't know, but I know him as fucking Judge, whatever, Reinhold.
Oh, side note, Lethal Weapon 3. Was, no, I'm sorry, 4. Which one? The one with Jet Li. 4. Lethal Weapon 4 stole that idea from Beverly Hills Cop 3 with the whole counterfeit money scheme.
Yeah.
They're just like, it's different. There's an Asian dude.
Yeah, it's triads, not white guys. When they try to get away with it, it's different. They do kung fu.
They ship people in crates to do their crime.
Yeah, exactly. And then they ship them back. You know? I don't know, man. I really did like 3. 3 had good music. When I was a kid, I mean, I still love Eazy-E, but there's a song, just a short section, right after the Bugs Bunny song, or before the Bugs Bunny song, with that dope-ass gun that has the microwave on the side of it.
You know, Beverly Hills Cop is like my black Die Hard. I really want to see like a 4 where Axel Foley is like on the verge of retirement. He's like Bruce Willis level, like John McClane level, like just done with his job to the point where like he just fucks everything up, but he's still funny about it.
Not like or he becomes what's his name? Fucking from Murtaugh. Lethal Weapon. Yeah, Murtaugh from Lethal Weapon. And then Pete Davidson comes in as fucking
Riggs.
We'll call him Jigs.
Yeah, I mean, if they make a 4th Beverly Hills Cop, they might as well just rip off all of Lethal Weapon 4. Put Joe Pesci in that bitch. No. A Joe Pesci lookalike named Poe Jesse.
Yeah. We'll put Rob Schneider as the Asian dude because he's like part Asian.
Yeah.
And then everybody would be all upset that we didn't get a real Asian guy to play him.
No, even better. Instead of casting him as an Asian dude.
A real Asian guy. Just, you just
use the character from The Animal.
Yeah.
As the villain.
Perfect. Perfect with his multiple nipples and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his hairy butt.
Yeah.
So that movie, okay, I had fun watching it. But I can only have so much fun on that slide, if you know what I mean. I can't. I'm over it.
Well,
I've watched.
Was it because you haven't tried Frito-Lay's new Glizzy Salsa with that new Southwestern tang? Perfect for any Netflix and chill experience. I can go all night with that shit.
Oh, my God. Introducing Nike Sidewinders.
Nike Sidewinders? Why did I push the button?
Oh, man.
Wait. Nuke from Nike. The Glizzy Sock. No further context is needed. You want to do some cocaine? Ternary trivia or ask Reddit first?
I thought you said some cocaine. I was like, what? No.
Shh, don't be snitching on us, man.
I don't do that shit. That's you.
What I'll tell you about snitching on us.
That sounds like a trap door, kind of.
It's a big rifle, okay?
Sounds like you need to oil it.
Sounds like I need to adjust the settings on that button. Now, which one are you going to do first?
What you mean?
Ask Reddit or Ternary Trivia.
Let's ask some Reddit some shit.
All right, we can ask some Reddit some stuff.
Yeah.
We can do some Reddit.
Reddit.
Redite? Is that how you pronounce that?
It's Redidite.
Redidit? Red-diddly?
Yep.
Diddly?
Diddly.
Diddly?
Diddly, 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 diddly,
diddly.
Scoodly doodly doo.
Okay.
Hit me with it.
This one's a little materialistic.
I like materials.
I'm curious to know.
I'm a builder.
Certain that user Filio56 is also curious to know, what brand name is actually 100% worth spending more for?
Brand name? Red Wing?
Really?
Red Wing shoes?
Oh, yeah.
Those boots,
I fucking was crowing at first, but Red Wing boots. Yes.
I will definitely, because like I can get behind that. I've bought a pair and they last me a really long time, and I worked very hard in landscaping and construction and everything, and the shit was, they lasted. They did good.
DeWalt
is good. There's some, God, I'm trying to remember. I honestly look for the tools that have lifetime warranties. They got a lifetime warranty on it. And I break a tool, which has happened. Like, I got a lifetime warranty on my hammer that broke. I'm getting a new fucking hammer for free.
Hammers are fucking dime a dozen, though.
No, they're not. See, that's exactly what I mean.
I buy cheap hammers because if I break, I can buy another fucking cheap hammer.
But they all have different jobs, like a ball peen hammer, you know, a rubber mallet, fucking, you know, the list goes on.
Oh, you're talking about the concussion hammer?
Yeah.
The rubber mallet?
Yes.
That's what I use it for.
and whack-a-mole.
Real moles.
No.
Obviously.
No.
They're far from endangered.
No. It's actually the butt hamsters. You know
the butt hamsters.
The ones that drive people. They walk around with their shirts and their hats sticking out of people's butts. Driving them around. No. Oh, do you ever see, have you watched any of the new Rick and Morty? I just watched.
No, season 5 is not on HBO Max yet.
I just watched an episode about Morty getting his sister pregnant, and they have an incest giant space baby.
What?
Yeah. It's weird. They didn't have sex.
That button was my brain stopping and not like the initial reaction where I should have pushed that button.
Anyways, that episode is insane. I won't go any further into it, but I'm just going to say they set the bar pretty low. That is pretty, like,
that's a
what were they thinking?
They ran out of ideas?
Let's push the envelope to incest.
I mean, they've always pushed the envelope.
I know, but that's what I mean. It's like, okay, if this is what we're doing, then...
I never got to answer the question.
What was it?
Ask Reddit.
I forgot what the question was.
What brand name is worth 100% paying for?
Yep.
I
just went with Red Wings. I think that's like one of the only things.
I don't have very many brands I rely on.
Nintendo.
Nintendo's one of them.
I just forgot.
I've dropped a myriad out of Nintendo products, and they still work like without a shadow of a doubt. Adidas, clothing and shoes, but mostly shoes. I've never owned a pair of Adidas that I can't keep on my feet for longer than 5 years. I'm sorry, for less than 5 years.
Oh yeah,
that pair of green Adidas, like they're just now having the sole wore out of them, and I've owned those shoes for 10 years.
1 year.
Really?
Adidas.
How?
I'm an active motherfucker.
Yo, we got the same shoe. Look.
Yeah.
You got the same fucking shoe.
You got a year on them if you do what I do.
Don't do labor jobs in them.
I do what I do when I want to do it. In what I want to. If I want to wear Daisy Dukes while I'm roofing.
I walk everywhere, B. And the Adidas, like those running shoes I had, those green ones I got.
But those are old. Like, you got those running shoes?
But I ran, every time we went running, I ran in those shoes. Yeah. Anytime I went walking anywhere, I walked in those shoes.
Okay.
I had them for 10 years.
Those are old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
10 years.
Yeah, they're old. Like, the products were better 10 years ago than they are now.
But this, I mean, I compared this to the old shoe.
And I wouldn't.
Look at the build, dude. This shoe's going to last me a while.
I honestly,
This shoe's going to last me a hot minute.
That shoe might last a while, but it's not as good as your
because
other
one. Because
they
size them just the same way as they size the old one.
The old shoes are superior. They're built better.
This ain't no Skechers or no fucking
I promise you,
Massimo.
I promise you, your Adidas were built better back like 10, 20 years ago.
We're going to find out.
Yep.
We're going to find out. Nike's another one, too. I don't know about now, but back in the day, them shoes, I could wear Nike. I had a pair of Nikes that lasted me like 15 years.
Yeah, the old ones.
Converse is really reliable. The canvas ones are a quick way to get fucking plantar fasciitis, though, if you're working them.
Look, I own a pair of Converse. they always do what they say they're going to do and last as long as they've always lasted.
Converse basketball shoes are probably the best shoes I've ever worn for skateboarding in my life.
But to be 100% with you, I'm telling you, the quality, it's really that money thing. They need to cut corners more and more and more because they have to get it has to be going upwards. And sometimes,
right, but I get what I pay for. That's the whole thing that people have been telling me since I was a kid, right? So if I'm going to shell out, like, say if I bought, like, a $150 pair of Forces, bitch, them Forces better last me 28 fucking years. Because I'm not the type of nigga that, like, scuffs up a shoe and then takes a shoe home and washes it immediately. My shoes will be dirty, but they're going to be fucking lasting me a long-ass time. Oh, what brand was it? I just bought from Target last year, them boots I got? Those are actually really good. I can't remember what brand it was, though. Is Massimo even still a thing?
Yeah, it's a Target brand.
I think that's what they're. I think that's what those are.
Or not.
Remember Utility?
Yep.
Those were that was a really reliable brand for an affordable price.
For 40, yeah. Affordable. I don't know, man. For like running shoes, I liked New Balance. They last.
Unless you get them at Walmart.
New Balance?
Yep.
They sell New Balance at Walmart now?
Sometimes they do. The one over in Brooklyn Center.
Huh.
And you bought a pair out there, and they fell apart. Almost as quick as them shoes I bought at Walmart.
I didn't buy a pair at Walmart.
Yeah, the last time that I ever bought shoes at Walmart.
But those weren't New Balance.
Weren't they?
No.
They were New Balance-esque.
Yeah. Those were Walmart. They looked like the fucking orange and black, or the orange and gray and black New Balance.
I noticed a lot of older people wearing New Balance. Like, people, like, if not 5 years to, like, 10 years older than me.
Yep. I fucking
rocking the fuck out. And the New Balance makes some really dope shoes, I've noticed. They got some really people are running asleep
shoes,
on them,
but they were just like they're running shoes. And honestly, most people like if you're not gonna get laid in those shoes.
I don't know, B.
No, you're not gonna get laid in those shoes.
I might be able to.
You'll do better with those Adidas.
I might be able to pull me some Ham Wallets and some New Balance.
No. Those are dad shoes, man. Those are dad's running shoes. I mean, that's me and you shoes.
I've done greater things than Walmart shoes.
Exactly. You're not wearing dad shoes. You're wearing
Walmart shoes. Let me go to the club wearing some Shaqs.
Bro, I'm not gonna lie. I had a pair of those when I was a kid. With the pump.
Really?
Yep. With the little basketball. Yeah, I did. I had some Shaqs.
I remember I had a pair of Nike... What were they, like Andre Agassi, like tennis shoes?
Oh, yeah.
They were dope as fuck, B. Like, and they lasted from, like, my sophomore year of high school completely all the way until I grew out them shits. Until I was, like, 19.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that's the only brands. What else you got?
I got, if money was not an issue, this is really funny because I already know the answer to this one. If money was not an issue, what would you be doing with your life?
Everything.
Yeah, my answer was like, whatever the fuck I want.
It's like everything I like to do. Like,
I'd laugh and grow fat. What else is there left to do?
Play video games? Fucking go
skydiving. I'd live on this earth the way we were supposed to have been doing the whole time. Giving a fuck about other people and being one with the earth.
Man.
I'd have a house somewhere by some water.
I would be
swimming.
Because
money's not an issue. And I would just live off the land.
Crocodiles. I would be wearing rabbit skin underwear and my motherfucking.
Wait, what about crocodiles?
I said I would be swimming with the crocodiles. Okay. Naked. I will be wearing rabbit skin underwear in my teepee. I fucking like be fishing in the water with my hands. I will be riding horses. I'll be playing video. I'll play Red Dead Redemption. I would have time.
Yeah, I would be. I would be able to play all 300 of my video games.
All the video games. I would cook. I would have people cook for me. I would.
Wait. Button thing. Are you talking about having slaves?
Hell yes. all of them.
But you wouldn't need them because money's not an issue. Why exactly. would you need cheap labor or free labor if there's no money?
Exactly.
Do it yourself. Live a fulfilled life.
No. See, this is the thing. Money may not be the issue, but time is. I don't have the whole fucking, like, 100 years, okay? My lifespan is a very short one.
You're the first not white person in my entire life to say to my not white face, man, if I didn't need money, I'd have some slaves.
Right. Like, 'cause if I didn't need money, it wouldn't be slaves. It would just be somebody who's willing to fucking cook.
You'd be like the indentured servant kind of guy.
No.
You'd go back to the old school, like, he who has the food has the power kind of thing.
Yeah, it would be that.
Yeah.
Because, well, if money wasn't the thing, it would be the things in trade. So everything would be in trade. But if there was no, like, if money wasn't an object, like, it was just no object and you had disposable income regardless and you will never run out, so it's not a problem, then yes.
I suppose if I'm reading this question,
Gordon Ramsay to make me eggs in the motherfucking morning.
Let's read this question the other way. Like, say we just have a bunch of money.
Yeah.
So that's why it's not an issue.
Yeah.
And not because currency doesn't exist. What would you be doing?
I would do everything I said I was doing because that's what I want to do.
Okay, so you would pay people to fucking cook and clean and all that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I would never do it. I would not want to spend my time doing that.
You know what I'm going to do?
I would fill my every fucking moment.
Take my billions of dollars and selfishly move to space. No, I'm kidding. I would definitely keep enough money for myself to live for the rest of my life on and give the rest of it to people who can do better with it. Like, to people who need houses and people who need, like, help with, like, addiction and all that shit. Like, you know, like, not like give it to charities, but like actually like put it to good use.
Like how?
Okay. Because
I'm really curious.
I forget the stat. Like, I forget like the actual numbers. But if Jeff Bezos actually took his money and paid to give homeless people across the country all homes, he would still have like $6 billion left.
Okay.
So if money's not an issue, why wouldn't you enrich your life by doing right by other people? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but okay, so I get it. But there's a lot of homeless people that even if you do buy them a house and get them set up, they're going back to the streets.
Well, that's why you also use that money to help fund programs to make sure that money's actually doing the right thing. Like, there's already programs that are doing it on a very low budget. That are like, as long as these people are like staying away from drugs and staying out of trouble, they get to keep this house. Like,
so,
I mean, and like, you know, employment's also a plus.
Elon Musk just offered the UN $6 billion to help end world hunger if they can prove that his money will do that.
$6 billion?
Yeah.
$6 billion can't end world hunger. Like, the entire world. You mean people live here?
Yeah, but no. But he said to help. Because I think he wants a fucking bill written out.
He wants a tax write-off.
And everything that shows where this money is going.
Oh, he wants to be able to prove that the money is actually going to help people.
Yes,
that makes sense. Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I would too.
So what you do is you hand that nigga a fucking $6 billion receipt from Hy-Vee. You give these niggas some food.
But I mean, the reality is it would have to go towards farming and fucking building wells and like all of that extra
right.
shit. And that's a lot. But I mean, is it really up to somebody else to save the world? Like, we're fucked. There ain't no Superman here.
All right. I got one more Ask Reddit.
Okay.
And then we have to very quickly lightning round some this ternary trivia.
Okay.
If the seven deadly sins were actually the eight deadly sins, what would the eighth sin be?
Masturbation.
I think that's part of Lust.
No. That would be its own category.
Well, no, seven. Actually, masturbation, according to scripture.
Self-love.
it's a fine line that I'm walking on here because I don't know the actual translation of, like, you know, what's going on.
Wasting seed?
I know this, is that if you have touched reproductive fluid, then you are considered to be in an unholy state, like impure. Not like everybody thinks like unholy is like godlike. It's no, you just made yourself impure now. So now you have to go and purify yourself. And whatever ritualistic fashion you take in the old fashion, that's your choice, right? Like, be it like cleansing or fucking prayer or whatever, right?
Sanitizer.
Or
hand
like
sanitizer.
The use of the scapegoat, you know, like things like that, right?
Hand sanitizer. Purell works very well.
I just inhaled a piece of wheat.
Uh-oh. Also, getting tied up above a pyre and being turned to ash, that is purifying.
I'm talking about like more like a more like
no
before the common era type of thing.
No.
The point I'm making is this, is that I think masturbation kind of falls into that line. I wouldn't call it a deadly sin.
Music.
It would definitely be like impure.
Music.
According to like Abrahamic faith.
Sin. Music would be a sin. Music would be the deadly, like another deadly sin.
Why?
Why not?
But there's been music since time immemorial. Yeah.
Exactly. It gives
well,
people.
You think,
it gives
like,
people
you think, like,
spirit.
God was up in heaven and he was just like. He's nodding his head and shit like. This is a banger. It's impure. Like.
Yeah. God's like, look at them having fun.
Then how come Christians get to sing to God?
Do you hear their singing?
Nigga, I grew up in the church. I know
point.
Motherfuckers.
Point proven.
Who try to sing like opera singers. I know motherfuckers who when they sing, they try to like put rhythm in their movements, but they're like real sharp robotic movements. And
we used to live not too far from a couple of white churches and a few churches and Matt's older church, Josh's church, and they were like, yeah, baby, Jesus.
I got the perfect example for you. I know
the singing
Paulsums. There's a Paulsums. We have similar hymns in the church I grew up in, and one of them is at the end of church. It's like the benediction hymn.
Yep.
And it goes, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. It's basically they're fucking with scales the whole time. Praise him, all in a heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then they go, amen. And everybody in my church would be trying to get fancy and harmonized. We're like, ah.
So exactly. Good music is a sin. Anything outside of Psalms can make you want to get to do things.
Well, the Psalms was a song of sorts written by David.
But that's my whole point. If it's not gospel, then it's a sin.
Music can't be a sin.
If it's not gospel.
Because Jesus Christ Superstar exists. And whether you're religious or not,
it's
that
a
shit
sin.
Fucking slaps.
Yeah, and that's why it's a sin. We don't put our hands on anybody's ears with music. Slaps.
I guess there is the whole hear no evil. There's a lot of evil in music today.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other subject.
No, like, it's not. That's the correct subject.
Well, no, because I want to know. I think my eighth would be like
music. I'm a sinner, though, so, you know.
I wouldn't say music.
Bring on the sin.
Sin exists everywhere. But if there was like an eighth deadly one.
I mean, it's a door to like the other sins, really.
I would have to say like God, man, this is a hard one to call. Music, really? You think music? I'm sorry, I'm still. All right, so
what the fuck? I don't know what you're doing. You got a soundboard. He's got a new toy, everybody.
Oh, we discussed this the last episode. Dancing.
Okay.
Music gets to slide. Dancing is what crosses the line.
I think.
And then when that dancing becomes your lyrics.
That's the problem. Music, it's music for me. It's music. Music invokes dancing. It makes a pathway to lust. It makes a pathway to pride. It makes a pathway to gluttony.
No. Music cannot be a sin for music is mankind's mating call.
Sin.
No.
Yes.
No.
His without mating music, call should be without music, the church bells of his wedding.
Hear me out. Without music, I promise you, without music, we would only still be at like 1 billion people on the planet right now.
I don't know, man. There'd be a lot more like physical altercations and like forced shit.
When was the last time you went and got fucked up somewhere, heard some dope-ass music, was with some hot-ass chick, and it was just like, we fucking to this song.
I don't know. I've never... I'm a Christian boy.
Need some soft throw at you.
I don't know. Music, even though I love music and I love like sin, that would be my proud sin for sure. I mean, look at my sweater.
I love music and dancing, by the way, despite the fact that I dance like I'm in a fucking Old Navy commercial.
Yeah. That is true. You dance like you're playing DDR.
Not all the time. Although that used to be my go-to. Because for a while, I firmly believed that without drugs, I can't dance.
I remember the first time I saw you dance outside of the Carlton kind of dancing was your glow stick dance when you came back from the army. From your raven days.
And it didn't feel the same when I came back because we didn't have the adequate drugs.
Yeah.
But no, we're going to shake this piggy bank. Come back with a quick turn of your trivia and another fun segment.
Or something. We're doing this by the seat of our pants.
By the seat of our pants.
Seat. Pants.
And we are back.
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 Back. And we're back, about to play back, some back, ternary back. Trivia. Back, yeah.
Yeah. Ternary trivia.
So today we're doing a subject about cartoons.
Oh, shit.
Here are your three subjects.
That's a tough one for me.
This is before we're also sticking to the point-based system.
Okay.
So you have a main character in these cartoons, most popular cartoons. And what year did this cartoon release?
Okay.
1 to 500 points are your point-based options for each subject.
Okay. I'm going to suck this one, but let's do it.
So you want main character in these cartoons, most popular cartoons?
When it came out, let's do it.
What cartoon, what year did this cartoon release? How many points?
200.
What year did the Jetsons release?
What year? It was in the 60s.
You're close.
I'm close by saying...
Yeah, it was in the 60s.
I know my dad talked about the Jetsons. I want to say, does it have to be the exact year? Can I be within it?
I will give you a 3-year proximity.
1963.
Wow, that is really close. It's fucking 1962.
Oh, shit. I was picking three because if it's three, it could be closer to 62 or 64, which is closer to 60.
And if you round up, it's 65.
Well, and 65 is too high because I know it was in the early 60s.
Mm-hmm. All right, I will give you that 200 points.
All right.
Awesome. Congrats.
Thanks, dude. I motherfucking, I didn't know.
What year? Okay, do you want to stick with the same subject?
No.
Or, okay.
No, let's.
Oh, you have. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We have to stick to the same subject. This is how the Eternity of Trivia works. So,
okay, let's do it.
1, 3, 4, or 500 points?
400.
What year did The Simpsons come out?
Is this a trick question?
No, sir. I'll still give you the same 3-year proximity.
Well, because, like...
Not the Tracy Ullman Simpsons, but on Fox. What year did they come out?
Was it 89?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Because I was confused, like, because of the Tracy Ullman.
Yeah, that came out when I was, like, 6. That's definitely 86.
Yes, that's, like, the old school.
All right. So, you 1, 3, or 5. Go big or go home is what I say.
Sprout, you're a devil.
I don't deduct points for wrong answers.
Okay, let's do it.
Five?
500.
You have hit the challenge mode.
Uh-oh.
Because I don't even know the answer to this. Okay. I mean, I could just pull it up, but...
What is it?
What year did Popeye come out?
I know this. I know who he's named after.
Who is he named after?
He's named after this guy named Rocco or Rocky. And he was a fucking bouncer after he was a sailor. And he was also, like, a really well-loved fucking guy who had, like, all kinds of stories about being a sailor.
Okay. So not named after him, but based on him.
Yeah. And I remember it was... Well, I mean, it was based on him, yeah, because this was a guy around when he was a kid.
Yeah.
And I think it was 1929.
Boom. You are killing it right now.
The only reason I know that, though, is because I just watched that yesterday.
On what?
On YouTube. I was watching a documentary about Popeye. Who's the real
Acquiring
Popeye?
Acquiring knowledge.
Yep, you know.
Your next two segments are either main character in these cartoons or most popular cartoons.
Let's deal with the main character for 200.
Main character for 200. You are at 1,100. We're shooting for another 200 here. Who wrote this? I'm going to fucking... I hate myself for even reading this out loud to you right now. Because it's so fucking dumb. Who was the main character in Mickey Mouse?
Mickey Mouse.
No, it's been Pluto the whole fucking time. No, it's Mickey fucking Mouse.
Honestly, I was going to say Pluto just for fucking shit, you know? I'd pick the 200.
All right, so that was your 200.
Okay, let's go for 300. Hopefully it's a gimme just like that one.
Oh, my God! It is.
What is it?
Who's the main goddamn character in Alvin and the Chipmunks?
Oh, my God. Alvin?
Theodore, bitch.
We wish.
Nah, man. I'm deducting points because it's always been Simon. It's Alvin. It's fucking Alvin.
Yeah. All right, let's go for 500 since it's that, like...
Why would they do this to me? Here, I'll let you read the question.
Who is that character in SpongeBob SquarePants?
Are you fucking... Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm just kidding.
I accidentally hit two buttons coming back.
SpongeBob was correct.
Fucking
answer.
SpongeBob. Fucking. Now one, you're at, one he's at 2,100 points.
It's Patrick Starr, you could argue, but.
I should really fucking actually play these before I actually, like, just rely on them.
Wow.
Because that just gave you so many points. Although the first one was really hard, so kudos.
Yeah.
Kudos. Last subject is most popular cartoons.
Oh, okay. Most popular cartoons for 200.
What was the most popular cartoon in 1989?
Is it... I have fucking no idea. California Raisins.
It says Tom and Jerry. I want to fact check it, but at the same time, I know for a fact, between the ages of 5 and 9, I've watched more Looney Tunes than Tom and Jerry than any other fucking cartoon. Just because, like, you could buy the tapes, and that's what parents would do, is just shut you up with cartoons. My sister, you know what my sister got for Christmas one year?
Wait, wasn't
a Rocky and Bullwinkle VHS.
Ninja Turtles were out in 89.
They just came out in 89.
But didn't they come out in like 87?
87. Yes, but they didn't air here till like 88 or 89.
All I know is I remember I was watching Ninja Turtles by 89.
But was it the most popular in 89?
I want to say it was, but...
The movie just came out in 89. So
I want to say it was.
I'm playing by this Jeopardy here, this little app rule here.
And Ghostbusters was out too.
That's not the point. I'm going by the app.
We're arguing here.
We can argue it, okay. But I'm going by the app so we can move on. We still have like a whole other segment to do.
next.
No points for you. 1, 3, 4, or 500.
Let's go for 300.
We are going to talk about this at some point, though. If not today, sometime other time is what I said.
Yep.
What? Oh, God. This is very specific. What was the fourth most popular cartoon in 2020?
Fuck, dude. I haven't watched SpongeBob.
How?
It was a SpongeBob.
I just revealed the answer and it said motherfucking SpongeBob. Oh! But you know, but I know why.
Why?
Because Hillenburg died that year.
Oh my God!
It was either the year or the year before. But yeah.
All right, last one. Might as well go hell or high water.
All right, you're at 2,400 points. You want to do the go big?
Yeah, let's 500. Let's go.
Oof. I'm not going to show myself the answer because I want to keep the suspense alive because I don't know this. What was the second most popular cartoon in 1975?
Scooby-Doo.
Pink Panther.
Oh.
But congratulations, you finished with a high score of 2,400.
I guess I know a little bit more about cartoons.
Yeah, you're usually like the movie guy.
Yeah.
I'm going to set up a movie one next time.
Yep, I like movies.
All right.
That was cool.
Well, let me
what?
Just pull up a little bit of information here that I had just recently looked into. Oh, I closed it.
This isn't
but news. Wait, no, but this is. Oh. I read a headline today that says, Kim Kardashian is intrigued by Pete Davidson.
I'm sure.
And my first thought was, yeah, sure, take another really cool dude and drive his ass nuts. Like just banana bread bonkers.
Yeah, I mean, he already looks suicidal, though. I mean, look at his face. He's got butthole eyes.
No, but he was dealing with it.
Yeah, he was.
But he's also a man who dated Ariana Grande, so I am not surprised by this.
Yep.
So...
his sad boy, rude boy act. I like his comedy. I like his movies. I really... Kim Kardashian. I don't know. He's a comedian. So, you know...
I mean, he's funny. He's got that going for him, I guess. But here's the thing. Okay, so Kanye was a really dope-ass, up-and-coming rapper, and then he fucked with the Kardashian, and now he's like, I'm God! I'm a fucking Andy Warhol of beats, like, you know, shit like that. Like, I'm the most influential person in footwear.
Yeah.
He's you like, ain't been doing the humbly, education.
Humbly speaking, I am the most influential person in footwear right now.
Humbly speaking.
Humbly speaking. I could be like a surgeon. I'm like so futuristic.
I just don't want to see a Pete Davidson special where he was just like, yo, I don't mean to toot my own horn or anything, but Staten Island is the Garden of Eden from Scripture.
That's pretty gross. Oh, my God. You got any more news?
Nope. But I know you got some stuff to talk about.
Yeah, actually, I just it's more like, what's your take? What's your opinion? I found some things on...
Wait. In this week's segment of... I'm sorry, in this week's episode of 2020, we want to know what your opinion is.
Kip Derringer here. I have a wonderful segment for you.
Kip Derringer.
Okay, so father arrested and charged with first-degree murder after allegedly killing his daughter's former boyfriend for selling her into sex trafficking.
Repeat that.
Father arrested and charged with first-degree murder after allegedly killing his daughter's former boyfriend for selling her into sex trafficking. Into a sex trafficking ring. Is he guilty?
Can I see that one more time?
It's a screenshot.
Arrested and charged with first-degree murder and alleged killing. Oops.
Oh, you find my dick pic? Ah, I seen your eyes.
Okay. So her boyfriend sold her into a sex trafficking ring.
Yeah, and that's.
And then he killed the boyfriend.
Yes.
In my eyes, he did it justice. However, in the eyes of the law, he did somebody else's family an injustice. There's always, because look, okay, like, that was his kid, right?
Yeah.
But he just killed somebody else's kid.
Yep. Yeah.
So, is he guilty of killing that kid? Yes. Is he wrong? No.
No.
No. No, he knew he was going to jail for what he was about to do.
Yeah.
And he is a hero in my eyes.
Yeah, okay. I would say so. There's just some things, like, you can't say, like, oh, I'm going to kill him for, you know, this or that. But, like, there's good reasons. And sex trafficking, like, putting her in a sex trafficking ring is totally worth one of those fucking reasons.
Dude, even something smaller than that. Like, I don't have a daughter, but I have a son, right?
Right.
And not that I'm saying that, like, having a male child is smaller than having a daughter. But what I'm saying is that there are things that I have definitely made threats for that I would definitely have gone to jail for. Gladly have gone to jail for in defense of my son. Right. You've been there for them.
Right.
I'm not going to vocalize them because a gentleman never tells. But... everybody knows for a fact, without a shadow of a doubt, if anything bad happens to my son, I would fuck somebody up. I would fuck somebody up.
Right. I mean, yeah. And the sex trafficking ring, like, just imagine being her. Like, what the fuck, dude? I would be biting people and ripping eyes out. I'd probably end up dead in the field somewhere. And most people don't want to end up dead in a field somewhere. So, like, that's why they're stuck in that situation.
I'm just not a fan of human trafficking.
No.
Period. And if it happened to one of mine,
yeah,
it's a wrap.
Yeah, that rusty door closing. All right, I got another one for you. There's a picture of Creed from the movie Creed, Apollo Creed's son, right?
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. Yes. And his woman, trainer, interest, whatever. And
I thought he was fucking with some bro that was like 10 years his junior.
Well, this is just from the movie.
Okay.
Creed. And there says from so.shady at, from Twitter underscore, they said, want to be able to stop my boyfriend like this when he's trying to fight. And it's a picture of her holding his face and shit, right? Real quick. You see that? And then above it says, this is why I want our, excuse me, A from at Amanda Shebase. This is why I want to date a gangster or a drug dealer with the crying faces. I want to be shouting, look at me, look at me. Don't shoot him, please.
What the sad eyes. What the fuck? No.
Yes.
No. But that's no. That's not an ideal situation for anybody. Not the guy who's about to get shot. Not the dude who's about to shoot. Definitely not the bitch who's about to be an accessory to murder.
Yep.
What?
This bitch wants to date a guy so she can talk him out of killing people.
That's not what dating's for.
Uh-huh.
No. No.
And giving sad puppy eyes to make him like, this is, that. So I'm like, what do you think? Is she crazy? Or is she, like, wrong? Is like, that's encouraging bad behavior.
No, it just makes me give up on a lot of faith on a lot of people. It just, computer, activate suicide protocol.
All right, I got one more for you. Steven Monticelli posted pictures and video, and they're down somewhere, I think in Texas or wherever, and they're waiting for the return of JFK Jr., and there's crowds of people, right?
Why?
Well, because QAnon had this theory that there's a lot of people who fake their deaths, and John F. Kennedy Jr. is one of them, and that he was supposed to return.
Oh, kind of like Left Behind, where it was like, there's supposed to be like some dude in like a burlap sack that's supposed to be like the reincarnation of Jimmy Hoffa, who prophesizes the return of JFK Jr., yeah. Who only shows up to be in the same car his dad got shot in.
No, he's actually supposed to return from his 20-year hiatus or whatever, however long, to run alongside Trump in the 2020 election.
No, oh no.
But that didn't happen. So now they're like banking on this date for whatever reason. I don't know the significance of this date, but they have gathered in large numbers along the street waiting for JFK to appear, and so far they are all disappointed.
They might as well have been waiting for actual Jesus to show up.
Says a very large crowd gathered to see the JFK Jr. reveal himself after his fake death isn't funny. The very large crowd gathered to see the JFK reveal himself after his fake death isn't funny. It's a deeply worrying sign of how unhinged our political conversations have become from the truth.
It's all turning into religion. That's why I keep saying, like, they might as well just wait for... Hold up, someone's at the door.
It's not Deborah, is it? Oh, wait. Where's...
Holy... Dude! It's actual Jesus.
Oh.
Is he Jesus? Come on, no. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. He's not here.
I don't ever bring him back in here again. On a side note, boobies.
Yes, that is a very positive note to close that conversation on.
Oh, I was just looking at the Ween album cover, man. It's, like, amazing.
Yeah, there's, like, a whole lot of underboob there.
Yeah, when I was a kid, this was an album cover I stared at a lot.
Dude, when I got that album, because, like, all of us had a physical copy back in the day. And yeah. When I first got that album, I had no need for my mom's Victoria's Secret catalogs anymore.
right? I didn't need to put it in my mom's name anymore. Like I had to order a panties every now and again. Otherwise, I wasn't getting the catalog anymore. So you know.
See, I didn't even have to do the grunt work. They just came to my house one day.
My mom is like, "Who's is this? Who put this in my name?" And I'm like, "I don't know." But
Sprout, I guess they got their eye on you, Mom.
Like, I did say Sprout was taking them, though. Hey, I got a meme for you real quick.
I took a couple.
It's really inappropriate.
Oh, fucking gross. Oh, there might be people who entertain that, dude.
Yep.
Yuck.
Yep. I'm just serious, though. Like, it's really crazy that people have interspecies erotica. Like, that's crazy. That's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
And what drives a person to go that far?
As far as, like, the whole, like,
like, the light bulb. What's the deal with the light bulb? Why do people continuously try to shove light bulbs up their tuchus?
Maybe because they want to feel like they have absolute control over their entirety of their whole being. You know what I mean? Like, maybe if I can teach myself to loosen up enough to put a light bulb in there without hurting myself, that I could fucking handle anything. I'm sorry. Let me take this light bulb on my ass. It's making me fucking have scrambled thoughts.
Yeah. I little popped it in there and popped it out. No, it's the same story though every time. It breaks in there and cuts it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always like,
and that shit, like all shit inside of the light bulb is poisonous.
And now your love pocket is destroyed.
Love pocket.
And you can't use it anymore because you decided to put a fucking light bulb up there.
Don't call it a love pocket, B. Is your asshole a love pocket?
Obviously, it's a love pocket when people are sticking things up there to make themselves feel loved or feel something. Because how do you get...
Nobody called it a love pocket.
How do you get it to that point?
This just in. Jeremy has a love pocket.
But no, you know what I mean? Like, but you have to be pretty, like, you have to be searching for something to put a light bulb up there. Not just physically either.
I mean, you have to be searching for something to put anything in there.
Like, that's my point. And therefore, but it's a love pocket.
What you're trying is to, the search for? Like, what is, what art thou searching for?
It's like when and you put ice
once,
cream.
Once shall cream, the search end.
Whipped cream on like, crusty apple pies and you try to fill all the cracks, you know? It's just like that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you're trying to fill all the cracks of all the missing love, so you gotta put light bulbs in your love pocket to fill those gaps that are missing.
There wasn't enough whipped cream in my cracks, so now there's a light bulb in there.
Yeah, exactly.
No.
And now all your crevices are lit, well, and loved, and then you break it. And now you have a broken love pocket. And it's no longer, you can't use it anymore.
Okay, alright.
Hypnotize yourself, just like fucking Deep Throat did, and like... And then now you got a clit in the back of your throat.
I'm going to.
And then bam.
I'm going to.
Now your mouth's your love pocket.
I'm going to end the.
No, we're talking about this love pocket.
My love pocket brings all the. Oh shit! All right, I got a
light bulbs, bro.
What sparked this?
I don't know, honestly. The question did. What was that?
How many light bulbs are in there? I'm just gonna. No, let me just reach in there.
I have a Christmas light. Don't pull the Christmas light.
Oh, one. Two.
What the fuck? Oh, it's the Christmas light. All right, no, okay. Let's close. Let's close this on the Florida Man.
Florida Man.
I'm using the news one for this one.
Okay.
Florida woman arrested on DUI charge attempts to use her underwire bra to escape from jail, gets charged with felony escaped attempt.
Wait, how far did she get? That would be the real question. If she just pulled out the wire bra and was like sticking it in holes, like, I'm gonna get out of here. And like,
and, let's find out.
And she didn't like manage to unlock, if they just saw her like, hey, behave yourself.
I was trying to click the link for the article and I forgot I screenshotted it. So I'm like, why isn't it opening Safari?
That is funny.
All right, let me pull this up.
Oh, Florida woman. What's her name?
We're going to find out.
Is it Tanya?
Okay, so the new headline that reads on this website says, Snowbird DUI suspect uses underwire bra to try to escape from jail.
Nice. Oh, my God. She looks like a May.
If you're that old, I mean, you guys can't see the picture, but like if...
She looks like a May. What's her name?
Susan May Shepherd. Get the fuck out of here! Are you kidding?
That is so funny. She looks like an Aunt May, yo, for real. She looks like she has bomb-ass gravy.
She looks like her nephew's name is Peter. Okay. What's a snowbird?
White lady?
Is that what that is?
No, it could be a county.
No, for like...
Snowbird county. Like, they'd be like snowbird woman, like, you know what I mean?
No, they're just referring to her as a snowbird.
Then she's a white lady that flies. Do you want me to look up the meaning of snowbird?
Please.
Okay. I will look up the definition of snowbird. Definition.
When we come back, the definition of snowbird on 60 Minutes.
Snowbird. The definition of snowbird is a northerner who moves to a warmer southern
state. Oh, I live in Minnesota, but I go to Arizona/Florida because it's winter.
Snowbird.
Okay. A snowbird attempted to use her underwire bra to try to escape from jail after her arrest on a drunk driving charge. Susan May Shepherd, 59, who is staying at, I'm not going to read that address, was driving in a red Lincoln SUV when she was involved in an accident about 7 p.m. Saturday at Walgreens on a county road of some sort.
That is so funny.
You know, wait. I want to see what, like, what they say about her attempt to escape. She was placed in a holding cell, but a jailer discovered that she had removed the metal wiring from her bra and used it to make numerous scrape marks on the glass on the bottom of the holding cell door.
She's trying to.
Also, like, I thought she wasn't even slick enough to try to pick the lock.
No, she's just trying to scrape her way out. You know, that could have been just ADHD or something.
She's trying to Shawshank her way out.
You notice why they use snowbird is because they're trying to, like,
say she's not a southern woman.
Like, just so you know, she may have her address here and shit, but she's really from Minnesota. So the snowbird, like, the southerners use snowbird for people who come from out of state and that fuck up, like, he ain't one of us. He's just one of them snowbirds.
$100 says she's initially from Wisconsin.
Or she, it's like this. He's like, oh, her brother is actually her brother and not her dad, so she's a snowbird.
Or she's a bastard, just like Game of Thrones type of shit. Her last name is now Snow.
Snow.
All right, well, let's get the fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, I'm Sprout.
I'm Jeremy.
You like our content? Feel free to subscribe us on the any platform you're listening to.
Yeah.
We have a YouTube we're still working on, and Sherm's doing stuff on Twitch.
Yeah, I'm playing video games and shit. Like, come hang out, watch me play, watch me get frustrated, watch me try to awkwardly make friends with people I don't know.
It's a good time.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Peace out.
Peace.